okay, be quiet, like, when we're closing the doors. We're like, you're right, you don't like slamming the doors. And I close the door, full on my thumb. Like, slam the door on my thumb. And I was, like, actually thought, like,
oh my
it was,
God.
Like,
that's
cut
the
open.
Worst
like,
pain
I
worse.
Thought I was bleeding, like, and I was, like, it's dark outside, like, it's evening, and I'm like,
your thumb is
you
gone.
Can't hear me. Yeah.
It's gone.
I'm like, what are you going to tell them when you walk it, like, that you wake up tomorrow and your fucking thumb's, like.
Your thumb is amputated.
And you have to wake up and be like,
thumb
what
is
happened?
Your thumb in their car.
Yeah. And I'm like, don't scream. And I was like, oh.
It's like a quiet place.
Yes.
Dude,
and
when
I
the guy got
run
the
into my
guy
best friend, like,
you need to scream when you do that too.
That
yeah.
is like the worst pain ever.
Yeah. Yeah. One time I was on my roof smoking and it faced the road and I saw all the cops pull up and I was like, okay, so I'm going to jail. And I like.
And you took another puff.
Oh yeah, I finished my bowl, duh. I finished my bowl and threw all my shit into the woods. That's commitment. And then I just like,
hurts.
I just said fuck it and ran
in the bowl,
and yeah.
You just left it.
I just said fuck it because my window was like in the front, like it faced the
did
driveway.
Did they arrive at your house?
No, my neighbor died.
Oh. So they actually didn't care what you were doing.
No.
3 grams for nothing.
Yeah.
But I thought I went out and found it.
Oh. Hey.
There was some other like.
Yeah, it wasn't there. Just weed.
It wasn't dirt. Just weed. It was a
you gave it back
heart
to him.
Attack.
He's like, what is this leaf?
There was
what
an ant colony in it.
Literally, like, spiders and ants were in it. I kind of miss high school.
My parents never caught me.
I was such a whore.
I know, same. But, like, it was fun. It was, like,
oh,
it
I literally
led
miss,
me
like,
to
male
where
attention
I am.
From high school. Like, I
walk you down the hallway, and you're
yeah.
like, oh, my
I
gosh.
I was shaking my ass
when
for
you,
a
like,
real one.
You're like, oh, I know my crush is going to be, like, I'm going to see my crush
best.
This period after
mm-hmm.
this period.
That was the best.
I used to think
well,
that.
I went to
yeah,
an all-girls school.
I didn't
school.
Have that.
Damn, you never got the thrill of a new seating chart.
Yeah.
I used to pray to God at night.
God.
Literally in third grade, I remember vividly, I was like, God, please let me sit next to this kid. I literally was like, please let me sit next to him. Like, please. God placed him the furthest seat away from me. I was like,
it
I'll
always
never,
happened like that.
I'll never do it. And then, you know what? He sat next to the girl that I fucking hated. And they, like, had a little thing going on. So God really
that
sat
should always
back.
Be.
I like drank with my cousin for the first time, and I had a blue Four Loko, and it stained my lips. Oh my God, it looked so bad. And I woke up the next morning, and my aunt was like, what's that?
I have a popsicle
stain. And I was like, I don't know.
Oh.
You're like, I don't know.
I was like, I blew a Smurf.
I don't know.
That's why.
Oh, I blew a Smurf. Sorry.
Did your parents find all your shit in your laundry? Because my mom sure did.
No.
My dad always.
What? Like what?
Caps to every single disposable vape I've ever had. Mm. My mom found a silicone thing.
Yeah.
She somehow found out. It's sitting on the counter. It's literally just clear silicone.
Yeah.
She goes, Hayden, do you know what Posh is? If you guys know what Posh is, they're disposable.
It was that.
She goes, do you know what Posh is? I was like, no, I never heard of it. She's like, really?
Sit down, Doctor.
That little top goes to it.
How
like,
did she know?
She was psychotic. She literally did research on the fucking silicone plastic.
Actually, if I had $3 in high school, I
would have.
I literally started doing my own laundry. Every single time, she's like, can you just bring your stuff down? I literally was like, no. Still to this day, I'm like, no. And I don't have anything to hide. I just have literal PTSD from my mom finding something every time.
Do you guys hate your vapes at home now?
Yeah, well, I just hit it in my room. My mom has hit my bed before.
I do, yeah, but my mom's like, don't do that in front of me. No, a trazodone. I think a trazodone is so genius. Like, if you genuinely feel like you're going insane.
I want to see what it feels like. I know. I forget about it.
Especially
like an expired trazodone.
Yeah, whoa, that's
crazy. This is so bad, but I thought I wasn't going to be able to sleep one night because I don't even know. Like, I had to get up early the next morning, but me and my mom had a few glasses of wine, and I took a trazodone. And I'm not kidding you. I get why people get addicted to that, because I was like, oh my God, I feel so sick and, like, swaying around, and I was like, I don't even know. Like, genuinely, I had tunnel vision.
Damn. Like, that literally happened to me.
When
I walked to Jeff after I woke up, I was walking through a tunnel to Jeff. It was the scariest thing I've ever experienced.
When I was younger, I like had a ton of trouble sleeping, so my parents, like, I started taking melatonin. Duh. My mom thought I got addicted to melatonin. Like, genuinely made me stop taking
Damn,
it. Like,
what were the dosages you were taking?
Like,
it
after
got
all,
up
like,
there.
Like, it started with 5, yeah, and then it ended up getting to 30. Like, those gummies, they're good
they're
now.
So
like,
good.
I'll pop anyone.
Yeah, dude,
so I was having, like, 3-4 of the 10 milligram ones.
No gummies tonight.
But then I also wasn't really sleeping, so I kind of messed up my balance with that. But now I sleep great, and I don't take melatonin.
Why would we not be able to sleep if we were waking up at 6 a.m. every day? Mm. Well, 7, but...
I would take a nap after school.
Oh, those after
I
school.
Actually...
oh,
like, a different dimension.
Track,
yeah.
Nap, wake
Holy
up, do
fuck.
Homework, dinner, and then not be able to fall asleep. That's probably why.
Yeah.
Going to school,
yeah.
Honestly, going to school was like socialize and sleep, and then swim.
Yeah.
And then sleep, and then diving, and then sleep.
Yeah,
school was
like
hard. I hated high school.
I did too. I like
they
college.
Worked us
I
actually
know.
Like college compared to like 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
Go
like,
and
that?
Then sports and then homework.
Yeah.
You know what's
making
too?
Like young children? Do
yeah,
that.
They're doing
yeah.
that. Then they're giving us this college experience where it's like hell fucking out, and then we have to go back to a 9-to-5.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, if
like
anything,
you get 4 years
yeah.
of peace, and
yeah.
then you're
That's
out.
That's like college. Like no one says high school are the best years. It's college. I literally do nothing
because also we're like. So much more aware
this is
now, different. Like, we can, like, do whatever we want.
Yeah.
That's why the meteor is striking at graduation.
Dude, my dad said to me today, too, he was like, get your master's here, stay as long as you
That's
can.
That's what
I'm
gonna
do. My mom is saying. She's like,
I think I'm really
Wait, should we try to, like, if we get jobs here, they'll pay for it.
Yeah,
so.
A lot of places can pay for your
yeah,
own.
Yeah.
They, like, will,
they
like, help
like,
you get through it. Because okay. I literally am trying so Athens fucking.
I just don't know what I would get my master's in. Like, how does that
business.
Even work? For with business?
Yeah, you could get
yeah.
it. And, like, since everyone is, like, a lot of people major in business, having a master's in business is, like, you're a step above people that are applying for the same jobs as you.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think Matt Courtney's doing that, and he likes it a lot. And he has a great job.
But... Like, how many classes do you have to, like, actually do school?
I heard...
No, he goes out all the time.
I heard it's just, like, a lot of, like, research papers.
It's research
yeah.
essays a lot.
Which I fucking hate,
yeah.
but...
But if it was, like, on
but
topics
I
like,
I
Yeah,
feel,
if
but
you're
then I'm
interested
like,
in it and, like, you have a little... That's, like, all you have to do,
right.
then, like...
And, like,
maybe
right
that's
now
okay.
we're still, like, writing research papers on, like, the, like, gen ed classes we have, but then you don't have gen eds in grad school. I'm
yeah.
yeah.
assuming. So then it would be about something you like.
Should be.
Do you think you'll stay for your...
I have to go to grad school, but I know OUs. At least their speech pathology is really hard to get into, but I'm doing audiology.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to try and settle down in a new town. Like, I would love to stay here for another 4 years.
Yeah.
I literally would love that. And the best case scenario would be me graduating in the fall and starting grad school, like,
ASAP.
In the spring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, I'm probably going to graduate in the fall, but, like, I'm
try to get
fucking,
into
like,
it. Just try.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How is she rich, though? Because does she have a dad?
Yeah, she
life?
Has a dad, and he does, He's like a psychic,
oh.
but also he does like chiropractor.
Okay.
Shit.
Should I minor in psychic?
Yeah, can we like minor in like astrological studies?
I think I would go insane.
Yeah, like knowing too much, I would.
Should we
go.
Snag wine?
Yeah.
Why don't we walk? Never mind.
That was a terrible idea.
People walked up there.
He's tired.
Well, me and you are both the ones without IDs, so.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Can one of you guys snag and I'll Venmo?
Yeah, I'll Venmo.
I don't have snag.
I just, like, know sometimes they're like, we need to see your ID. Like,
Wait,
yeah,
a couple days ago, Nick snagged something and the guy came up and he was eyeing down. We were on the porch and he was eyeing down my joint. And I was like, do you want to hit it? Like when he was halfway down the stairs already. And I was like, hell yeah. And he came back up. He's so hot.
Ooh.
I hope he comes back.
Yeah, he will.
There is one snag guy who literally looks like a Hollister.
Oh.
Like model. He would be like, remember the Hollister models would stand out in front of the mm-hmm. store? Like
I
want to
go back.
That's 2012 core.
I want to go back. I just saw a thing that was like POV or watching iCarly during like 2011 and it was like a whole commercial break. They don't make it like that anymore.
No.
It
and
was
like,
insane.
Do they have that for the kids nowadays? Remember Kino like
Grigio?
The music video of something would come on and you'd be like,
yes.
Oh shit.
Dude, they had, like, that music video chant, like, Teen Nick had, like, the music video, like, show where they would just, like, show music videos for, like, an hour straight.
Yeah. Honestly, their marketing for, like, Selena Gomez's career
mm-hmm.
and, like, all of that was insane.
Did you guys see that Victoria Justice, the reason why her career didn't fucking pop off was because she didn't sleep with Dan?
Dude,
Dan.
Yes! That's so
and
crazy.
Everyone fucking bullied the shit out of Victoria
I
Justice.
Know.
But she was...
And she was taking
but
it for everyone else.
And she also
yeah.
was, like, if you watch the later seasons of Victoria's, Kat and Jade are in it so much, and she's not.
They cut her out.
She refused to sleep with Dan Schneider.
That's crazy.
And it's so
have you guys
up.
Seen those
that's
videos
horrible.
Of her recording behind the scenes, too?
Yes.
It's so uncomfortable.
It's
like, they're
so...
all drunk as fuck.
That's so
and, like, it's so sad, like, the videos of them.
Like, Dan Schneider,
like
you need to die. You genuinely
yeah.
need to die. And Tebow, like, interviewing
him. How is he
not
in prison?
Yeah, what
I don't
the
know.
Hell?
Like, where's the law around,
where's
like,
the
child... lawsuit? Like, what... Okay, the documentary's coming out. What are they... What's happening?
How is this... How
yeah.
has this man literally gotten away with everything? And everyone knew.
How? Yeah,
everyone
what?
Has been knowing.
Yeah.
This is the adult sensation.
Everyone has been knowing, and
yeah.
nothing, like, happened until it started coming out. So hopefully something does happen now.
Yeah.
It's just
that
annoying
fucking
though.
Thing was insane.
It's just so annoying because like
I don't know
imagine yourself
sorry.
Like
Harvey Weinstein was a huge producer in Hollywood
like
and he,
Warner Bros, right?
Yeah, and he sexually assaulted like hundreds
so,
of
people. So many
tried
people.
Tried to sexually assault Gwyneth Paltrow, but then
like would
Brad
lock
Pitt.
Them in a hotel room, get naked, and then be like, take your clothes off.
And then be like, if you don't, I'm going to blacklist you.
Yeah, that's
oh my
insane.
God, that's so
like disgusting. And at the time, he was, like, out
like the
and, like,
power
doing whatever he
is
wanted.
So gross.
That pisses me the fuck off.
Yeah.
Because I
know
those women are literally, like, watching someone, like, get away with shit is so fucking, like...
And you put
so
in
disgusting.
All that work, and then all it comes down to
it's
is
some
all,
man,
some
is
dude
some man
really.
Being, like, suck my dick. Like,
and
yeah.
someone, people, like, praising him, and you're just like, he literally
and
is a fucking rapist.
I
yeah.
just saw this interview. Oh, my God. I just saw this interview of one of the, like, survivors, and she was like... She was getting interviewed by this British woman, and the interviewer started being like, well, you know, Hollywood is kind of built on women selling their bodies.
Like,
and I'm like, and the girl getting interviewed, like, handled it so well. She was like, I actually don't want to do this interview anymore if you're
yeah.
going to, like, attack me like this. But
was that
who,
Rose McGowan?
Who, I don't know. But who made that system?
Yeah.
Who made the system of women selling their bodies in Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the men. Are you kidding me? Like,
and it will
you're
never
disgusting.
Change.
No.
Because
I think
it's
making
freaking...
a good... I think it's making progress.
Bro, the Barbie thing that just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
well...
Like, people are aware of it, but it's not moving in any direction.
But
it's
without
not...
the Me Too movement, it would have... We would have been in... Harvey
yeah.
Weinstein would have never
yeah.
gone to jail. There's so many
yeah.
other people that we don't know about.
I
dude,
don't know
that,
about the Me Too movement either. I don't think I was very woke back then.
I wasn't really either,
on, like,
but
favorite.
I just know
I
that
know.
It was a bombshell on a lot of people.
Yeah.
Of
the Me Too movement is what?
Me Too movement was a bunch of
up.
Women coming out being like, I've been raped. I've been sexual assaulted. Like,
and it went across all platforms, like internet, even gymnastics, like Larry Nassar. Oh, that's how God. It came up.
Yeah,
it was disgusting. Oh, it was literally disgusting.
And my sister was a gymnast at the time, so it's like scary when things like that come out. You're like, okay, so who do we have to be aware of? Like, who is this happening to?
Dude, you know who I was just watching?
We just have to be aware for ourselves.
On TikTok was literally like, I never thought of this, but like, parents not letting their kids have sleepovers because other people's dads like touch them, like touch their kids. Yeah, that's like a thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now I get that.
Like that, I literally don't want to have kids because like, you literally can't let your, like, that's why a lot of parents
everything
like,
is
don't
dangerous.
Let their kids have sleepovers because fucking other fathers are fucking perverts. And like people,
all men need to
people
die.
Come out with like stories of being like, I went to my friend's house for a sleepover and her dad started like touching both of us. Yes.
And there was
like
a thing.
He would come in the room and like start touching them, like his daughter and the friend.
That's so
no. Some fun. Girls went to some kid's house for a sleepover and their dad. And the dad drugged all of their smoothies.
Oh,
yes. Like a bunch of little girls.
Too,
and like, even the daughter.
Dude, and
the
kids are like, why can't I sleep over, mom?
Because your
smoothie's
going to get
multiple different types of drugs in there, too.
That is so fucked. And I've never had that concern until literally, like, 2 weeks ago.
Dude, and, like, one of the kids, like, called their mom. She's like, something's wrong with me. Like, oh, my God. Like, imagine getting that.
Like, I think of my kid and I'm
like... Be like, fuck, no, I'm there.
Yeah. I'm pulling up with a gun.
Yeah.
Uppercut to the...
I'm pulling up with a samurai.
I think I would be.
Body.
I think my kid would hate me so much because of how much I listen to true crime and shit. And like, I will not let them do anything.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, the sleepovers.
Well, they can stay at your house.
Yeah, the sleepovers could be at my house, and like, she could. They
no,
could
they can
do
stay
it.
At yours.
My mom didn't let me have sleepovers, but I don't think it was because actually I had no idea what her reason was. So
yeah.
I wasn't one of them.
You never know.
I think I was like doing drugs.
Yeah.
My mom used to think I was doing drugs because I was in my room too much.
Same.
She also thought because my window
I just don't want to hang out with you.
My window was open
yeah,
in
like
my
I'm
room.
I'm just going through puberty, bitch.
My window was open in my room one night.
The other one.
I mean, whoever's there. Yes,
it's been here for a while.
I
think it might be
such a lie.
But she said,
I will not eat people's leftovers in this house. Because
in
this house. I eat my family leftovers all the time.
Yeah.
In this house, like, we are all one.
I mean, like, that's just, like, treasure here.
Yeah,
like,
but I'm also just, like, no.
I eat that for days.
Your leftovers, like, my family never did.
Yeah.
One
when
time
you
I
know.
Garrett, I did take a bite of your Chipotle whenever I found it in the fridge, but that was a given because you left it there.
True.
You always leave your
chicken.
That
was the best gift ever when I came over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
so I was going to finish it and I had a bite.
Okay, well, thank
and,
you for not
eating. And instead of making you spend money on food, I said you have Chipotle in the fridge.
I know, you're such
a
saver.
Wow, you're so kind.
And you don't know how I knew that because I ate it. And that's pretty much the
you
only
wanted
point.
Me to be like, oh, you can have it. So bad.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
So bad.
Bro, you get fucking black beans in it.
Tell me what a black bean. When I went to Chipotle last time, there was one black bean in the white rice, and she scooped it, and I, like, made eye contact with her, and I was like, I saw that. I saw you do that. She wanted to do it so secretly, too.
I would love to know what a black bean tastes like.
Do you get the...
Describe it.
Do you get the maroon beans?
I get no beans, because tell me what the black bean tastes like.
It's just, like, a little burst of, like, nutrition.
So it doesn't taste like
it's
shit.
It's fiber.
So there's no... It's literally a bug. It looks like bugs.
I know, it does look like
okay,
little beetles.
It's literally beetles, yes. They've just, like, weirded me out. I don't know why. You know what I love, though, is refried beans. The refried pinto beans, like, the mush.
Yeah.
I love
that
mush.
That is so disgusting. That literally looks like fucking vomit.
I love the mush.
Oh, wait.
The mush at least has flavor. Black beans are just like there.
Yeah.
They're just bugs.
I think it's just like filler.
I don't vibe with that. I'd rather just like extra rice. Or like fill it with like lettuce.
Yeah.
This is so
I saw someone get a side of sour cream and vinaigrette and then shake the sour cream and vinaigrette together.
There's four levels.
Yeah. I'm gonna have
new hack. New thing unlocked.
Wait. No, guys. I saw this TikTok, and I went to save it, and then my fucking For You page refreshed, and I couldn't save it. Listen to what this person
worst.
Did. Okay, I need to share this because I need to do it. So, this guy, he gets his Chipotle order. He gets cheese on the side. He gets the...
Can you pour me a glass?
He gets the shredded cheese on the side.
Nice.
He gets sour
That's
cream,
one.
And he gets vinegar.
Just one cube.
He gets a burrito, and then, like, puts the... He gets out a pan, He puts the cheese on a pan, so then it's like like fried cheese on your burrito.
Damn.
And then he mixes the sour cream and vinaigrette together and like puts it on every bite. I need to try the cheese.
Dude, wait, yeah.
Because the cheese doesn't taste like anything.
I know. That's crazy.
Damn, where did time go?
See, whenever I get it, I just, like, can't wait that long, and I need to devour it the second I open it.
I know, I was watching, and I was like, how are you cooking on the stove right now and not devouring the Oh, wait, no, he got a bowl, and then got a tortilla on the side, and then made his own burrito, and I was like, kind of pointless, and then put it on the stove, and then...
Jared, do you want ice?
Yes, please.
We need to get Kylie Jenner's new drinks.
Yeah, sure. What even are they? Seltzers?
They're like High Noons.
Oh.
They're vodka seltzers.
Wait, who Chardonnay is this?
Okay, copycat.
Right. I think they're literally...
If it has that top, it's been here for like...
Ever.
For months, but... Wine is better
aged,
I guess.
All of that wine has been there for so long.
Yeah, it might be like solid. It's like syrup at this point.
Because I feel like we usually drink our wine in one night, so then if it's left up there like...
You know,
what are you gonna
that's
do?
Fair game. Those
have been
there for months.
Because all of those have been there for so long, we just get new bottles.
Yeah.
There's a party on tomorrow at Emmy, their friend Emmy's house on Milleron, if you guys want to come to that. It's like all day tomorrow, like 12 to like 5 or 6.
I have to teach spin on Saturday.
I don't think I'm like done with my shit by 6.
Wait, what time? Just in the morning?
12:30, and then I work. I have to teach during Millfest, pretty much.
Yeah.
I literally was like, guys, I
who's
do teach.
Going to that class?
I literally said, guys, I do teach on Saturday. Everyone like looked at me and I was like, okay, I get it. Everyone's gonna be at Mill. Yeah. Like,
wait, what time on Saturday?
12:30.
Yeah, freaking right when the parties start.
Yeah, I know.
No, you could go out at 11.
I work at from 4:30 to 8:45. But
damn,
I could go out though. Friday tomorrow, I work at full 8-hour shift, so I'm probably gonna want to kill myself afterwards. But maybe I'll. What time is the Milleron thing?
I mean, there's parties all day. But
we're close. We could just see what's up.
Their party is like 12 to 5.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually down to go at like noon. But then I just have
Shit to like 3:30. Well, I just have something at 3 to 3:30.
Yeah, so I'm done at 3 with my day.
What time do you work?
3.
Damn.
Garrett hooked me up with a free bagel and drink today after yoga. And then didn't get anything for himself.
Because I was
I
scared.
I felt really bad.
No,
yeah,
my,
you just
I was
get
like,
you, like
writing,
your
I just like went up and like cut the line and took my paper and took the paper to like write it down. And then my boss came up and I was like, okay, so I'm about to get fired. And then I walked under a ladder. So I was fully convinced going into work today that I was going to get fired.
Damn. Wait, are you not allowed to get free food whenever you're not working? That's not a thing.
Well, yeah, but
you don't
like,
get a shift meal?
No, I do get a shift meal.
Yeah,
like
when you're not.
I get my shift meal.
Yeah.
Right.
And I wasn't about to.
Take
I
like
was
a
like,
second
oh,
one.
No, I just used my shift meal on hers. And then, like, I went into work today and had 2 sandwiches, so.
Okay.
Clap if you've been to a fat farm.
So, what's up with the ladder?
Those are little sandwiches.
I don't know what's up with the ladder. I guess
is it
was
still
like,
there?
No, they came in and took it out and then, like, left a mess. Like. I guess I'll clean it up.
The ladder was inside Brennan's?
Yeah. Taking
yeah,
up so much
having,
room.
There was,
so
like, construction going on.
Yeah, it was weird. I think there was, like, a water leak above us because the apartments.
I believe so because they took out the ceiling and put a new one in.
Yeah. And then they went to go fix the light, and they were like, we don't want to do this. And they just left. Didn't even fix the light.
Dang.
Yeah, that's valid.
We don't want
to. I think I need to cut my nails. Like, they're...
Me, Logan, and Joe had a whole discussion about how cutting your... Because Logan literally was saying, like, he literally
like
said the same thing. And I was like, I don't understand that. I literally
dudes
bite them off.
Cut their nails.
Like, bite them.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, like, actually 30 minutes ago.
Or they just,
one
like,
of
break
my nails,
off.
Like, kind
like,
of broke, so
I
just bit all of them
peel
off.
It off.
If they're uneven, like, I have to make
yeah,
them
yeah,
off.
Yeah, you have to bite them off. He literally just cuts them. Like, he's never put his finger in his mouth. That terrifies me.
That is...
That
yeah,
never bit
what?
His nail before.
Maybe there's, like, some psychology behind
it. No, because they think they look like fruity. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, I can't be caught doing this.
Yeah, true. They like don't do it because you have to be like
this. Yes.
Yeah, boys don't look at their nails like that.
They have yeah.
Wait, which one?
They have to do it with a whole tool this and do like, it.
Wait, which one is it actually?
I don't know. One of them's girl and one of them's guy.
Because both of them are kind of like. They're probably just like.
Yeah. No, I think this is.
I think this is gay and girl.
Yeah, this that's is guy. Because they're like, oh, what? But if they go like this.
Like, this is how girls drop their manicure sometimes.
Like, I know. I'm like. Like this.
You know, I was never able to take good pictures like that because my fingers like fold underneath each other. How do people do that?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm poking my hand.
Whenever I would get a manicure and like they would want to take pictures after, I would always be like shaking. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm nervous. Like, I can't control it. I'm sorry.
I'm so excited. I got new nails. I can't stay still.
She like try to hold them still. It's not gonna happen.
The one lady took pictures of my nose, and I'm like, I got literally a shamrock. Like, also, you didn't even paint it on. You didn't even paint it on. It was a sticker.
Did you take pictures of your feet, too? Maybe she sold them.
Secret.
The pedicure.
No.
Wait, imagine. That honestly would be crazy.
You could put a little hiding camera.
Literally.
I would say, over spring break, our feet would have made us so much money.
If you worked at the place...
Oh, so much.
If you worked at the nail place and be like, I need to post this for my Instagram, this is so cute, like, of the pedicure, and then fucking put it on Feet Finder.
Yeah.
Imagine them going on Feet Finder as a fetish and seeing your
foot. They start masturbating to their own foot.
Like, wait, that looks familiar.
That's my ingrown toenail.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Have you guys ever had an ingrown toenail?
No, but it feels like I have one right now, so I'm kind of scared.
Yeah.
Scariest shit I've ever experienced.
Hurts. Yeah.
So bad.
I had to get needles in my toe.
Oh, yeah, they inject
And they chop it off. I had to get it done twice. When I played soccer, which Bella just found out that I played soccer. Did you guys know that?
You seem like a little soccer girl.
I was goalie.
Wait! You're in middle ass, really?
Because I think I was goalie because I have so much anxiety that I could not let a goal in. I would put my body and my life on the line.
Before a ball
gets in. I disappoint my team.
Perfect for the job.
I could not let a fucking goal go in. But yeah, this girl fucking, this big ass girl stomped on my foot with a cleat and I got an ingrown toenail. It was the scariest one of my
Damn.
Life. And ever since...
fucked it up.
Yeah, ever since, I literally, like, will start to get, like, a new one, and I'll, like, I know how to get it out, because, like, I will never, I had to get it twice, so I've had, like, 12 needles in my big toe, and then I've watched, and then, like, you can watch him fucking take it out, because you're not under anything.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
So nasty. Yeah.
Biggest regret was watching.
Yeah.
It was, like, Grey's Anatomy, like, uncensored.
I feel like I can do it for you. I can do it for you.
Yeah, now I can do it on it. If anyone has any ingrown toenail, let me know. I'll fucking get it out.
My mom would be like, Eden. I need toe surgery. Will you help? And she would, like, let me go in and be like, okay, this is it. And, like, go in with, like, tweezers and shit. I need toe surgery.
No, it's kind of satisfying to get it out.
Yeah. That shit hurts, though, when it's, when you're, it's, like, pushing on your shoe or something.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Like, I feel like...
It hurts. Oh, my gosh. That gives me nightmares. That feeling.
Yeah.
Like, holy fuck. I will help you get that
just
out.
Just, like, perfect appreciate your life right now when you don't have
on your nail clippers, if you have that, do you have nail clippers that have the thing that comes out?
Yeah.
You dig out. Yeah. You have to dig it out. Ugh. You have to dig it out. And then
when you stub your toe, my God.
I like that release, though. I like the release
afterwards.
Shut up. Seriously? You don't feel it for a second, and then
and then everything... comes out.
I just want to punch a wall, but then that would cause more pain.
But direct different
such
pain.
A guy thing. Damn,
literally.
Have you ever punched a hole through your wall when you were growing up?
No, but my brothers
punched, be honest,
my brothers punched so many holes in the wall. And also they would break down doors.
Oh my god. Calm down, it's not that serious.
I know, I'm like, okay, you're obsessed over your high school girlfriend, chill. But I remember we were trying to sell our house. And my mom was like, okay, so we have to replace 7 doors. How are we gonna do that? And they were all different colors, too.
Oh my god.
Because we got them from fucking clearance sale.
Yeah, I mean, make it
You don't just get 7 doors.
If I were my mom, I would make them pay for it. I would say, go get a new door. RN.
Oh, wait, actually.
My mom's like, my mom tried to kick out my brother once and she was like, okay, you can come back.
You can come back. You can't stay outside for that long.
Like, if you got grounded as a kid, would your mom stick to it?
I never got grounded.
Yeah, I've never
got grounded. When I got grounded, it didn't even last. Yeah. It lasted like a week and then I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Like, my mom didn't know how to do that.
Wait, I just had a memory come back. My ex-boyfriend punched a hole in my bedroom door. And not in like a mean way, like we were fucking around so bad and he did it and we were like, oh, oh my god, no, no.
Like, oh,
that like echoed through the house too.
I know. And like he was like, I didn't know it was gonna like be hollow and go straight through. I'm like, oh, what did you think? Why did you do that?
Did you think it was gonna be solid wood? Yeah. Solid oak?
I know. I was like,
did he punch through one of these doors?
These, yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. My door is paper thin. But I put my, like, swimming, like, headshot picture, like, the giant banner on my door. Like, I left for college. Dude, I...
Nuh-uh.
My parents still didn't know. And they left that up there. Last year, I got a text from my mom.
Wait, when did he punch it?
Like, senior year of high school. Yeah. Not even, like, the summer before coming to college. Like, that year. This was 4 years ago.
You got away with it for a while.
Yeah.
I know. And...
They finally cleaned
your
room.
She was like, who punched a hole in your wall? Was this you? I'm like, no, it was Bo. Like, sorry, I never thought you would move the...
Oh, Bo.
I've always said I love Bo. Never met him, just love the name.
I love the name.
I think I saw a picture of him.
I love the name Bo, too.
I just love Bo. I just know he's, like, a pee. He's just a cute little pee.
He is.
Love him. Aww. Never seen him, never met him, but I love him.
He's actually in an episode of Radio Devil.
No way. No. What?
Building a business.
I was just
if you want to hear
he's like in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He came over to
like what?
It's
the type.
He's stuck with you.
I saw him and I was like, he looks like Zach.
He's still my number two on Snapchat right now. Like.
Did you wish Nolan a happy birthday?
No, I did not.
Good. You should never wish your ex a happy birthday.
And, like, we didn't go to any of the places that he was at last night, so it was clutch.
Yeah, how was last night? Was it fun?
It was so fun because we just danced with ourselves. Yeah, Joe and I went to a date party.
We went to a date party and then we took advantage of the party.
How was the theme? Did everyone look cool?
Yacht Club, yeah. Everyone was saying we were best dressed.
So. Yeah.
Yay!
I know, everyone tried way too hard in me.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing, like, similar to Liz, but, like, the top that...
That's kind of fucked that they would do Yacht Club, like, right after spring break, giving us all PTSD.
I know, like, really?
Right. Like, chill.
This is what I was wearing.
Sorry, my vision's horrible, so I'm going to go
follow those pictures.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, you guys are so...
With my straw bag, it was perfect.
Check the ring camera if you want to see.
Check the ring of us screaming. Like, actually, shut up.
That like, video was actually, so funny. Shut up.
He stood there and was like,
should I do it or should I run?
He was in here too, kept screaming at him. Like,
I know.
Shut the gap.
But he was so drunk, he was like, okay. I'm like falling over on our couch. Like, okay.
I think
he literally just
this is
a
him.
Character in our lives.
He does. This kid.
Oh my god!
Wait,
that does look like OU in a picture.
Let me see.
That's not what I expected for some. I was expecting something stone.
Stop.
That's literally, like, a mixture of, like, everyone.
Ah! Oh, my God.
Like, how much is that? Oh, my God.
That does look like Zach Kalivan, like, mixed
with... Shut up!
No,
Zach Hall. Oh. It looks like Zach Hall.
I see Zach Kaliva's, like, eyes for some reason. But then, like, mixed with someone baby. That I know.
Those eyes are, like, offsetting. That's
I have two reasons.
I know, I liked him because he, like, looked interesting and, like...